路加福音第四章。
Let's read another passage in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4.
刚才周弟兄带我们读了马太福音第四章，那我们读一下同样的记载在路加福音第四章。
Earlier, Brother Chong had led us to read from the Gospel of Matthew. Now we can read from the Gospel of Luke with the same incident.
主耶稣的试探，这里，耶稣的试探有三个，路加福音我们只念中间的一个。
The temptation of our Lord Jesus, there are three of them. Right now, we're just going to read the middle temptation.
好不好？我们念中文的，跟我一起，第五节到第八节，然后就请你没有带念英文的弟兄姊妹念。
So first, read in Chinese. First, 5 to verse 8, then we will read in English.
我们一起来第四章第五节。魔鬼又领他上了高山，瞬时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Verse 5. The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will be yours. Jesus answered,It is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
我们好不好把最后第八节主耶稣所说的那一句圣经再把它念一遍。
Let's read the sentence that our Lord Jesus has said, verse 8 together.
当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
It is written, Worship the Lord your God.
当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
我们把它背下来好不好？不太长。
Let's memorize that. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
我们还是有一些祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
清晨不但叫我们在这里一同的把我们心中的爱、心中的感谢来献在你的面前。
In this early morning, that we can use our praise and thanksgiving and give it to you.
清晨我们也实在带着受教的心来到主你的面前。
We can also come with a learned spirit in this morning.
求主把你自己的话语向我们显明。
May you reveal your words to us.
好叫我们能够知道你的心意。
So that we can know your will.
好叫我们活在这世上，我们不做糊涂人。
So we will not be a confused person in this world.
我们总要明白主的旨意如何。
So we can understand your will.
叫我们个人能够明白主你的旨意。
Not only as an individual.
也叫教会能够明白你的旨意。
But also as a church.
能够走在主你所命定的路上。
So we can walk in the way that you have planned for us.
主早晨我们承认我们自己的贫穷。
We recognize our poorness in this morning.
主我们承认我们都是需要你的人。
We acknowledge that we need you.
但是我们感谢你，你是有预备的主。
We thank you because you have provided.
圣灵来要引导我们进入一切的真理。
And your Holy Spirit will lead us into the truth.
我们就把我们早上的时间一同仰望在主你的手中。
So we'll live up this time to you.
但愿人不拦阻你的话。
Then a human being cannot stop your words.
但愿人也不拒绝你的话。
And will not refuse your words.
要有耳可听的主，我们都听见你的声音。
And for those who have ears will hear your voice.
我们都听见神儿子的声音。
To hear the voice of the Son.
我们也都能够活过来，来跟随你。
And then we can live and follow you.
我们仰望你。
We look upon you.
赐下你的同在。
Be abundance with us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 那最近。基弟兄跟我们交通到，基弟兄高弟兄都交通到认识主的十字架。
Lady Brother Chi has shared with us to know the cross.
高弟兄也交通到主耶稣，他就是生命的粮。
And Brother Kale has shared with us Jesus is the bread of life.
他也是生命的泉源。
And also the source of life.
我们所需要的。
And what we need.
神愿意赐给我们的。
God, what God is willing to give us.
都只有在耶稣基督里面可以找到。
Can only be found in our Lord Jesus.
那我心中想跟大家交通一点属灵的生活。
And I want to share with you the living, spiritual living.
那属灵的生活一面是说我们的生活需要属灵。
In one side that our living needs to be spiritual.
我们工作我们需要为主来做。
When we work, we need to work for the Lord.
我们教养儿女我们要常常把儿女带到神的面前。
When we teach our children, we bring them to God.
当就是我们休息的时候我们也盼望能够从主的里面能够重新得力。
Even when we rest, we pray that we can be revived in the Lord.
那另一面属灵的生活也是说我们属灵但是我们也要活出来。
But on the other side, even though that's spiritual, we need to live that out also.
我们需要常常有与神面对面的生活。
We need to have a time face to face with God.
我们需要先来到神的面前。
We must first come to God.
但是许多时候我们属灵我们会有自欺。
And, but sometimes we deceive ourselves spiritually.
我们就是说我们在祷告说我们寻求主但是常常我们所寻求的并不是主要我们所寻求的。
Sometimes we say that we are seeking God, but then that's not what God wants us to seek for.
所以我想其实我们无论是交通到真理无论是交通到生活在这里面主都可以让我们知道要怎么样的活出来。
Regardless if it's with the truth or with the living, I think our Lord will show us how to live that out.
那当我这样思想的时候那天在餐馆里面跟冯牧师在交通。
And that day, as I was meditating on that, I was sharing with Pastor Feng.
冯牧师就说了一句话。
And Pastor Feng said one sentence.
他说我们很多时候 worship 非常的重要。
Many times worship is very important.
Fellowship 也是非常的重要
And 交通 is also important
说这个 ship 是很重要
This 船 is very important
其实就是关系
And that's a relationship
所以主就把这个马太福音路加福音主耶稣耶稣受耶稣的试探摆在我的心里
So God had put this temptation of our Lord Jesus in my heart.
当耶稣来到地上，我们知道他是神成为人。
We know that when Jesus came, he was become flesh from God.
他是创造的神，穿上了一个受造的衣服。
And he's the creator, and yet he put on creation's clothing.
当他行走在地上的时候，人看不知道，人只知道他是玛利亚的。而约瑟的儿子。
And as he's walking on this earth, people recognize him as Joseph's son.
但是感谢神，慢慢有一班人认出来他是神的儿子。
But thank God, slowly a group of people recognize that he's the son of God.
他就是神所赐的弥赛亚救主。
He is the one that God gives as the Messiah, the Savior.
一面讲他的确确是神的儿子，他实实在在是神。
Truly, on the one side, he is the Son of God.
但是另一面，这位神为了要来拯救人，他一定要来与人认同。
But on the other side, because he wants to save man, he needs to identify with man.
因为人受魔鬼的试探，人通通都失败了。
Because we are tempted by a devil and we are lost.
所以神今天就差遣他的儿子来做一个人。
So God sent His Son to become a man.
让这个人能够来胜过试探。
And this man can overcome the temptation.
让这一位神的儿子成为人来带我们胜过试探。
This Son of God become man that will lead us to overcome this temptation.
所以耶稣所受的试探在这里记载的是他站在人的地位受试探。
So when Jesus was tempted here, as is recorded, he's standing in the ground of man.
就神来说，圣经告诉我们，神不为恶所试探，神也不试探人。
According to God's words, that God would not be tempted, and He would not tempt people.
但是为着要救我们这一班在试探底下在魔鬼的权势之下的人。
For the sake to save those who are under the dominion of sin.
他愿意降卑他自己，然后走出一条通天的路来。
He was willing to humble himself and to walk away to heaven.
像我们今天靠着他，我们也可以胜过。
So by him we can overcome too.
所以我们相信马太福音跟路加福音这里记载的耶稣的试探，不但是他所受的试探，也是一个代表性的试探。
So in Matthew and Luke, as is recorded, this temptation is not only his temptation, but it's also representative.
所有这里的这三个试探，今天也同样天天常常的临到我们。
These three temptations will come to us daily today.
那我讲主要今天我们要看的就是，在敬拜这件事情上面。
So today I want to share with you about worship.
但是我想也稍微提一下，这里有三个试探，刚才我们念的马太福音。
But I just want to mention that there are three temptations that we have read from the book of Matthew.
一个就是主耶稣四十昼夜以后，他实在饿了。
One is after 40 days and night that Jesus became hungry.
有没有我们也许一天没有吃东西，也许有人试过哈。
Maybe we have tried to not eat for a whole day.
但是有没有人四十天没有吃
？But anyone had tried 40 days.
所以感谢神，他所受的试探，可以来安慰，可以来带领我们。
So thank God, his temptation can be used to comfort us, to lead us.
当他在罪恶的时候。
When he was most hungry,
这个时候圣经说魔鬼就来了。
And this Bible said that Satan came.
魔鬼实在是一个 person, 是一个人来到耶稣的面前。
And this Satan came as a person before Jesus.
然后魔鬼说，你如果是神的儿子，你可以叫这个石头变成面包。
And Satan said, if you're the son of God, why don't you turn these stones into bread?
但是主耶稣用了生命记的话来回答他。
But our Lord Jesus used the verses from Deuteronomy to answer him.
他说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出一切的话。
He said, men do not live by bread alone, but by the word from the mouth of God.
魔鬼是说你若是神的儿子。
Satan said, if you are the son of God.
但是耶稣不离开他，他在这里是站在人的地位，所以他说人活着。
But Jesus was standing as a position of man, so he said, "Man live."
所以这个试探或者说这一个得胜是告诉我们神的话。
So this temptation tells us about the word of God.
神的话是叫我们活下去的话。
And the word of God could keep us living.
在耶稣的身上表明出来，今天在我们的身上更是需要。
And it was revealed in the life of Jesus, and we need it even more.
然后马太福音的次序，第二个试探就是在殿顶的试探。
So on the second temptation, Matthew is in the top of the temple.
那魔鬼就说：“好啊，你用圣经。”那魔鬼说：“我也用圣经。”
So Satan said, "If you use the word of God, I will use the word of God too."
魔鬼又说：“他还没有甘心。他说：你若是神的儿子。”
And Jesus, Satan did not give up. He said, "If you are the Son of God."
有时候，叫我们不吃不喝还容易哈。
Sometimes it's easy not to eat and not to drink.
要叫我们在人的面前，没有面子。
But if we were to lose face in front of people.
要叫我们在人的面前，人不知道我们有多能干。
And to let people don't let people know how able we are.
更困难。
That's more difficult.
所以主耶稣，耶稣这里受的试探，第一个试探是只是食物的试探。
So the first temptation concerned food.
第二个试探，魔鬼要让耶稣来显赫他自己。
And the second temptation, Satan wants to reveal himself.
不过我们人常常显赫是要把我们没有的说成是我们有的。
But usually a man will reveal what they don't have, but they reveal that they have.
可是耶稣其实他实在是那个弥赛亚。
But Jesus is the Messiah.
所以这里如果主耶稣跳下去，完全他可以显出神是保护他的。
So Jesus had jumped down, and we know that God can protect him.
而且他从殿顶跳下去的时候，那人就会知道啊，弥赛亚来了。
And then it will make known to all people Messiah has come.
所以魔鬼又说，你若是神的儿子。
So the devil continues to say, if you are the Son of God.
但是耶稣又一次站在不试探神的立场。
And Jesus continues to stand on the ground that do not tempt God.
那什么叫做不试探神？
So what do you mean by not tempting God?
那希伯来书就是告诉我们，这个以色列人在旷野的试探神，是因为他们不信的缘故。
In Hebrews tells the Israel they tempt God by not believing.
所以从消反面来讲，这里说不要试探神。
So on the negative side, said do not tempt God.
那从正面来说，也可以说就是要信靠神。
But for the positive side, we would say that you believe God.
不要试探神，而要信靠神。
Do not tempt God, but to believe in God.
所以魔鬼是说，神要保守你的脚。
So Satan said God will protect your feet.
其实，什么可以来保守我们的脚，我们所行的路？
So what can protect our feet, the way we walk in?
以色列人他们在旷野里试探神，他们所走的这条路就是一条需要信心的路。
And the Israel have tempted God through the wilderness, and that way need faith.
所以第二个试探这里说到的是路 way.
So this second temptation is concerning the way.
这条路需要借着信心走过去。
And we need faith to walk on this way.
这也是我们天天需要、常常需要的。
And we need that daily.
一面我们需要神的话，一面我们需要信心。
We need the word of God and we also need faith.
活的信心让我们可以走在神要我们走的路上。
A living way that will lead us onto the way of God.
然后第三个试探就是这里所说的敬拜的试探。
And this third temptation is what mentioned here about the temptation of worship.
这一次魔鬼没有再说你若是神的儿子。
This time the Satan did not say that if you are the son of God.
魔鬼就说好啊，如果你是站在人的地位，那么我今天就把最大的来显给你看。
So Satan said, if you're standing on the ground of man, I will give you the biggest, greatest thing.
他就把世上的万国与万国的荣华显给耶稣看。
He showed to Jesus all the glory on all the things of the world.
那路加这里的语气更加重。
In Luke is even more emphasized.
他说在霎时间，他把天下的万国给主耶稣看。
It's that in an instant he showed Jesus the glory of the world.
那我不知道这个霎时间到底是怎么样魔鬼把，但是反正就是说霎时间在一下子的时间把这万国的荣华摆在耶稣的面前。
And I don't know what this instant means, but somehow it means that in a very short instant he showed the whole kingdom of the world and the glory of the world to Jesus.
那今天不要讲把这个万国的荣华给我们看。
Today we don't even need to talk about the glory of all the kingdoms of the world.
你今天早上起来，如果看见有一个股票突然涨了100%。
So this morning, if you woke up and your stock had grown 100%,
试探就已经来了。
The temptation had already come.
这里耶稣，魔鬼好像要让耶稣有所得着。
And it seems like Satan wants Jesus to get something.
但是魔鬼对最后他这个真相露出来，他说：“你若服服拜我。”
But then the truth of the Satan has revealed. He said, "If you will worship me,
我要把这一切都赐给你。”
Then I'll give you all these.
我们常常听见 if then， 我们这个 if 我们常常听不见。
And many times we talk about if and then, we will not listen to the if.
其实听人讲话，这个 if 非常重要。
And actually, when you listen to other people, that if is very important.
那魔鬼更是这样 tricky.
And Satan will be just as tricky.
你若是服服拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
If you will bow down and worship me, and I'll give you all.
很多时候，这一个一切要把我们的灵魂就买去了。
But this will take away our soul.
但是耶稣说
But Jesus said,
撒旦退去吧
Satan, go behind me.
因为经上记着说当拜主你的神单要侍奉他
Because the Bible said that you are to worship God and serve Him alone.
所以我想这三个 temptation， 那说一句笑话，如果你要记的话，就是 www。
There's a if you want to remember this three temptations www.
The word, the way, worship.
话语、道路跟敬拜。
我们天天要活在这个里面。
We need to live in this daily.
那我们不但要经得起试探，实在这里是告诉我们，我们要胜过试探。
So that we can face the temptation and overcome them.
但是感谢神，如果凭着我们自己，我们都是魔鬼手下的败将。
But through our own strength, we are all losers before Satan.
亚当如何，我们都是如何。
We will be like Adam.
但是正因为如此，所以在这里有这一个人，耶稣。
But because of this, then we have this Jesus here.
他要来到地上，来尝人所经过的一切。
He will come to this earth to taste what we men had gone through.
他要尝人所经过的试探。
And he will taste the temptation of men.
最后他要尝人所经过的死亡。
And he will taste the death of men also.
但是感谢神，他从死里复活。
But thank God he rose from death.
他今天就可以做你我的救主。
And today he becomes the savior of you and I.
希伯来书说，他既然凡事受过试探，就能够搭救被试探的人。
Hebrews said that since he had been tempted in all ways, then he can save those who have been tempted.
那我们，我想我们看就看路加好了。
And let's just read from Luke.
大部分是差不多，不过路加稍微这里魔鬼的话有多一些。
And the two passages similar, but Luke has a little bit more words from Satan.
然后这里的次序，路加的次序，把敬拜放在前面，把那个殿顶的试探放在后面。
And the order and Luke had put the worship and the second, and then the from the temple top is the third.
因为我们知道马太的次序常常是道理的次序，所以在道理的次序上，敬拜当然是最后最高的。
And we know that Matthew usually put the, in the order of truth.And worship is also the final truth.
那路加的次序，我们告诉这个，他一开头告诉我们，他是按着次序来写下来。
And Luke had told us that he usually wrote things down according to the chronological order.
所以他常常是按着时间的次序。
So he would do it according to time.
特别是这里，我相信是按着地点的次序。
And this may be according to the place.
那我不晓得真正这个试探时间上是怎么样，但是地点上我们知道是从旷野到高山到城内耶路撒冷的殿顶。
But according to the place, I don't know how long this takes, but it's from the wilderness to the mountains and then to the Jerusalem.
那第八节就是我们刚才说我们要背下来的这一节，就说。
In verse 8, that the verse we try to memorize, it said.
他说当拜主你的神。
Worship the Lord your God.
所以我们从这里看一看，从这一段我们看一下什么是敬拜。
So from this passage we can see what is worship.
敬拜的对象是谁？
Who is the one we worship?
那到底要如何的来敬拜？
And how do we worship?
在当拜主你的神，这里有对神有两个名称。
So worship the Lord your God. There are two names for God here.
一个是主，一个是神。
One is the Lord, and the other is God.
这我想是基督徒的最常用的。
And I think this is the word that we use most as Christians.
我们祷告都会说主神。
In our prayer, we mention the Lord or God.
那我们喜乐的时候，我们说感谢主或者感谢神。
When we're happy, we say thank the Lord and or thank God.
那我们如果有需要的时候，我们就会说我们祷告主或者祷告神。
When we have a need, we say we pray to the Lord or pray to God.
那我们需要有力量的时候，我们就说依靠神，依靠主。
When we need strength, we say we depend on the Lord or depend on God.
但是常常，我觉得常常最多说的话，有时候就是味道最淡的话。
And usually the those words with no taste is usually the words we use the most.
所以圣经是常常要我们做又有口又有心的人。
So the Bible tells that those who have mouth and heart.
但是我们敬拜神跟随神常常是有口无心。
But as we worship, many times that we have the mouth, we have the lips, but no heart.
但是最糟糕的就是没有口也没有心。
But the worst is without the lips and without the heart.
那到底这个主和神是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean by this Lord and God?
我想当然说敬拜或者说主神，我们整本圣经都可以去看。
If you talk about worship, of course the whole Bible would mention that.
不过我想就跟大家看三段圣经是说到主神的。
But I just want to read three passages concerning about Lord and God.
哥林多前书第八章。
First Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章。
First Corinthians chapter 8.
这里是保罗对哥林多教会所说的话。
This is what Paul was writing the church of Corinth.
我就给大家念第四节的后半节，一直到第八节的第七节的前半节。
I read for you from the second part of verse 4 to the first part of verse 7.
哥林多前书第八章第四节的后半节说：我们知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。
In the second part of verse 4, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world.And that there is no God but one.
虽有称为神的，或在天，或在地，就如那许多的神，许多的主。
For even if there were so-called gods, whether in heaven or earth.
然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live.
但人不都有这等知识。
But not everyone knows this.
这里说到神和主。
Here talk about the Lord and God.
说只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他。
He said, "There's only one God, and that is the Father. Everything is by Him, and we and live for Him."
并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
And then there's only one Lord, and that's Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live.
这里告诉我们，神主是创造者。
And he tells us that the God and the Lord are the creators.
这个宇宙是一个有次序的宇宙。
This universe is a universe of order.
那往年我不大注意我们家门口的那棵树，不知道为什么今年就好像我老是看见那棵树。
And before I had not noticed the tree in front of my house, but this year I did.
那是叫dogwood, 是不是 ？Dogwood.
It's a dogwood tree.
那春天就长出很多白花来。
And in the springtime, it will have a lot of white flowers.
很稀奇啊，冬天那棵树很丑，黑乎乎、灰溜溜的。
And it's very ugly in the winter time.
但是在白花开花的那段时间啊，我实在觉得那棵树真的很美。
But during that blooming season for that tree is really beautiful.
那平常我在那个房子住了快七年了，我。那棵树我从来没有走在开花的时候我从来没有走到那棵树面前看那个花。
And I lived there for almost 7 years, but I never had done that to walk to the tree and study the flowers.
那美是美，但是这一次我走到花的面前看见那个花的时候。
It's beautiful, but this time when I went and looked at the flowers.
呀，我对那个花的 appreciate 就又多了许多。
But I greatly appreciate the flower even more.
虽然就是那么有那么多哈，那棵一棵树上不知道有多少朵花。
And I don't know how many flowers. There's a lot of them on the trees.
那要我想，如果说是设计这棵树的， 那有那么多的话，一朵花就不需要那么细了。
And if I'm the designer of the tree, there's so many flowers, then we don't need the details for the one little flower.
而且那当然每个都一样的嘛，一个模子里刻出来的就好了。
And then all you need to be the same flower all over.
但是真的去看那个花，哇，那里面一片一片，不是像我感觉就是一个圆的一个 circle， 一个 white circle 在那里。
And when I study flowers, it's not just like I would thought those flowers just a circle in it.
那里面有一层一层的，有外面有花的这个叶子，里面就有花的蕊。
And it's different layers. There's the branch on the outside and there's the petal.
哦，我才发现原来不是只有白色的。
And I find out that it's not only in white in color.
在那个里面，我颜色不大好，我记不得是什么颜色，但是反正当时我看的感触就是说。哇，这么小一朵花里面还有许许多多的颜色。
And I don't remember all the colors, but I remember that oh, there's so many colors in the flower.
所以，真是如果我们愿意睁开我们的眼睛，看一看这个被造的宇宙。
So if we will open our eyes and just look at the creation in this universe.
哦，那说到这棵树，还不是这样了。现在去看，已经都变成绿色的了。
And this tree, if you go there and look, it become all green.
你要人来做，我就觉得，要是我设计这个树的话，我就让它一年365天都是这个样子。
If I'm going to design a tree, I'll make it like that, 365 days a year.
可是，不是生命不是这样子的。
But life is not so.
生命不是，好像我们永远都是在那一个丰盛荣耀的这个外面的表现里面。
Life is not always in abundance on the outside.
那要经过冬天，要经过这个枯干。
We must go through the winter, go through the withering.
但是感谢神啊，春天还是会来。
But thank God, the spring will come.
然后又长出那一个美丽。
And then the beauty will come out again.
要不然一直在那里，你也不知道它是不是活的。
No, it's always like that. You don't know if it's living.
但你看见它在变化。
But you see the changes.
你看见冬天过了，春天又来了。
You see the winter passed and then spring comes.
你知道它里面是活的。
You know that there's life within that.
那所以，如果我们真的谦卑，看一看神所这个世界这个宇宙。
So if we will humble ourselves and look at the creation that God had made.
我们不能不说，这个宇宙没有一位设计者。
And we cannot say that there is no designer of this universe.
而且如果我们再仔细去看，我们不能不说这位设计者他的智慧是广阔的。
And we cannot say that this designer, his wisdom is so broad.
我想我们有很多做电脑的，我们做电脑我们需要做很多的设计。
And I think many of us work on computer, and to do that, we need to design a lot.
所以我自己在设计的时候，我心里常常会想，我说
as I was designing, I would think to myself.
我就想，哎呀，我们这个设计实在没有办法跟神的那一个设计来相比。
And I was thinking, our design cannot be compared with God's design.
不过感谢神，我们是按着神的形象创造的。
But thank God that we are created in the image of God.
所以真的在被造的里面，只有人他会，用工具，他会有这个发明，这个叫什么？会 invent， 会创，会设计。
So only between among the creation, only the human being can do creation.
所以在这个创造的里面。我想我们实在要敬拜神。
So in this creation we need to worship God.
那我们的主他实在是我想站在人的地位他实在是活出了一个敬拜的样式。
And our Lord as in the ground of human, he had given us the example of worshiping.
所以当他常常在野地里行走的时候，他看见天上的飞鸟，他看见地上的野花。
So as he's walking on this world, he will see the birds on the air and then the flowers on the field.
那平常我们看见鸟，看见花，这有什么稀奇呢？我们看见就看见了。
But when we see the birds, when we see the flowers, and it's not amazing to us.
但是主耶稣他能够借着这一个告诉门徒说， 这个天父的慈爱。
But our Lord Jesus can tell his disciples this is the kindness of God.
所以诗人告诉我们，遍地满了耶和华的慈爱。
So the psalmist said that the whole earth was filled with the kindness of God.
所以很多时候我们也需要有这样的眼睛，能够看看神所创造的，我们心里面能够来敬畏，也来敬拜这位创造的神。
So we hope that we can use that eyes to see the creation and then to worship God in His creation.
那第二段，我们看约翰福音二十章。
The second passage, let's look at John chapter 20.
时间的关系，我就不跟大家念。
Because for time's sake, I won't read the whole passage here.
这里就是说到主耶稣死而复活以后。有一个主日的晚上
Here mentioned after Jesus rose from death, and it's one of the evening.
那门徒们在那里聚集
And the disciples was gathering there.
但是当中漏掉一个人
But one person was missing.
多马不在
Thomas was not there.
不知道他去哪里了
We don't know where he went.
但是他不在聚会，可是。不在聚会不要紧。
But it's okay, but that it's not that just that he's not in the meeting.
可是主耶稣来了，他就没有碰上。
But then when Jesus came, he did not encounter Jesus.
所以有时候我们讲一个聚会、两个聚会，不去没有关系。
And sometimes we say it's okay to miss a meeting or two.
或许我们心里就是想。不去了，可能有点害怕，不知道冯师母啊、林弟兄会不会打电话给我。
Maybe you're afraid that if you don't come, that Pastor Mrs. Fang and then Brother Lin will call you.
现在素萍也开始打电话。
And 素萍 starting to make calls also.
她常常打电话去，对方马上就会有反应。
And many times she called, there will be reaction from the other side.
哦，我下礼拜就来，我下礼拜就来。
Yeah, I'll be there next week.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters,
错过一次人的聚集真的 不要紧。
If we miss a meeting of men, it's okay.
但是可惜的是错过了主的同在。
But regretfully, we have missed the abundance of our Lord.
但是感谢神，我们的主是有恩典的主。
But thank God that our Lord is gracious.
这个前一个主日，多马错过了。
In that past Sunday, that Thomas had missed that.
主耶稣是不是就升天了呢？
And did Jesus just ascended then?
那真的要成为永久的遗憾。
Then it will be forever regretful.
所以后面告诉我们，第二，接下来主耶稣又来到他们的中间，这一次多马在。
But continue on that, our Lord Jesus appeared to them again. This time Thomas was there.
不过这个恩典比这个还多一点。如果多马是错过了、啊、然后来了，说主来了，哎呀，真可惜。他说我要悔改。那么我想这个主的恩典，这是一个味道哈、
啊。But he may be able to say, "Oh, a Lord appeared again. Let me repent." And that's one story.
可是很多时候我们错过了，我们不是在这种光景的里面。
But many times we miss the opportunity, but we're not in that kind of situation.
错过了不要紧啊，他还不信。
And if he missed the opportunity, but he still would not believe.
那主耶稣是把他的手，把他的肋旁给门徒看第一次。
And our Lord Jesus showed his arm and his side to the disciples on the first time.
所以你想，门徒一开始他们只是知道主不在那个坟墓里面，他们。还没有那么确定说主真的复活，他们也没有看见复活的主是怎么样子的。
The disciples knew that our Lord Jesus was not in the tomb anymore, but they were not sure if our Lord Jesus had risen from death.
可是当主来到他们中间的时候，他们真的亲眼看见。
But when the Lord appeared to them, they see with their own eyes.
那我可以想象他们是怎么跟多马讲的。
I can imagine how they would tell Thomas about it.
那多马就不服气。
And Thomas cannot submit to it.
他心里想，你们大概流泪太多。
And maybe you guys have cried too much.
你们可能看错了。
Maybe you have saw, you have seen it wrong.
那我是很有理性的。
And I'm a very use my will a lot.
我不迷信的。
And I'm not superstitious.
他说我除非看见他手上的钉痕，然后用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁。
If only I would see the scar of the hands, if I put my finger through the scar and also to the side.
除非这样，我总不信。
I would not believe unless I did that.
那主耶稣的恩典是这样的恩典。
But the grace of our Lord is like this.
他没有因着这样，主耶稣就赌气了。
And not Jesus did not leave him alone because of that.
你不信是你的损失，又不是我的损失。
If you don't believe, it's your loss, it's not mine.
我们的主，这不是他的心态。
This is not the attitude of our Lord.
主就来到他们的中间，主说愿你们平安。
And our Lord came to them again and said, "Peace be with you."
然后主就照着多马的怀疑，他说把你的指头伸出来，把你的手伸出来。
According to the doubt of Thomas, he said, "Put your finger here and put your finger here."
但是他没有照着他的疑惑，他说不要疑惑，总要相信。
But not according to the doubt, he said, "Do not doubt, but believe."
这个时候，多马向主有一个反应。
And Thomas had a reaction.
他说：“我的主，我的神。”
He said, "My Lord and my God."
谁是我们的主？谁是我们的神
？Who is our Lord and who is our God?
那一位手上有钉痕的。
The one who have a scar in the nail hand.
那个肋旁有枪伤的。
And then there's a wound from the on the side.
他愿意倾倒他的自己在十字架上。
He's willing to submit himself on the cross.
成为你我拯救的根源。
To become the source of salvation for you and I.
这里的主和神是说他是我们的救赎者。
He's the Lord and God saying that he's our savior.
然后诗篇六十八篇。
And then Psalm 68.
这是大卫的话。
This is the words of David.
六十八篇十九节，我想是我们许多弟兄姊妹很喜欢、常常宝贝的话语。
Psalm 68 verse 19 is a very precious verse for a lot of our brothers and sisters.
诗篇六十八篇十九节说：“天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。”
Here it said, "Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens."
这位主这位神他不但创造我们
This Lord and this God not only have created us
他不但为我们在十字架上舍命成了普天下人的救主
Not only have died on the cross to become the redeemer of all the people of the world
他今天也在我们人生中每一个人的人生中做我们个人的救主
He also become our personal savior in this life
他知道我们的重担
He knows our burden.
他知道我们的难处。
He knows all our trouble.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
我心中常常有时候沉闷或者是软弱的时候。
Many times when I was sad and weak.
我总是记得启示录主耶稣在对七个教会里面说话的时候他有一个字。
And I remember when he speaks to the seven churches in Revelation, there's a word that he used.
他说我知道，我知道，我知道。
He said, "I know, I know, I know."
主他知道我们一切的软弱。
He knows all our weaknesses.
他知道我们的极限在哪里。
He knows where our limit is.
但是他有一个纯全善良的旨意。
But then he had his perfect will.
他要带我们成长。
He wants to keep us growing.
他要带我们进入到丰盛的里面。
To enter into his abundance.
我们天天的重担，这里说天天背负我们重担的主。
He said he daily bears our burden.
我们在许多难处需要的里面，这里说是拯救我们的神。
He said that when we're in trouble, he's the one who saves us from it.
像诗歌本五百五十首，耶稣何等朋友，这首是大家非常喜欢的诗歌。
The song 550 in the hymnal, the What a Friend We Have in Jesus, a song that we all like.
我也常常会，有时候就会哼唱。
Many times I'll sing the melody with it.
但是写诗歌的这位弟兄，在他结婚的前一夜的晚上。
And the one who wrote this is the night before his wedding.
他的未婚妻就溺水就死了。
And his fiance died, was drowned.
那是他人生的一个转折点。
And this is a turning point of his life.
后来他就从英国到了加拿大。
And later on, he went to Canada from England.
然后他是一个这个遵守山上教训的一个弟兄。
He's a brother who followed the way of the mountain.
他实在就按着马太福音五章、六章、七章来生活。
And he lived like the way in Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
他帮助许多的穷人。
He helped many poor people.
所以后来好像是他妈妈生病的时候，他就写了这首诗歌送给他的妈妈。
And later on, when his mother was sick, he wrote this hymn for his mom.
何等朋友我主耶稣。
What a friend we have in Jesus.
所以这里诗篇大卫的经历告诉我们说，天天背负我们重担的主就是拯救我们的神。
So he said that this, the Lord and our Savior who daily bears our burdens.
这是我们的主，这是我们的神。
This is our Lord and our God.
那如果大家注意次序，我觉得常常是主，常常说主神，我的主，我的神，背负我们重担的主，拯救我们的神。
If you notice, the order is always the Lord and then God. Those the Lord and God who bears our burdens.
那这个我不知道对不对，不过就是跟大家交通。
I don't know if this is right, but I just want to share with you.
有的地方说到神仙，有的地方说到神仙，然后是主。
And some places it may mention the God first and then Lord.
那意思是因为这个世界是他创造的，他是神，他站在神的那个地位。
Since this was created by him, he's God and he's standing on that ground.
那么谁是这个宇宙的主人呢？当然是创造宇宙的神。
Who's the owner of this universe? Of course, the one who created it.
谁是你我人生的主呢？主人呢？当然是这位创造我们的神。
Who is the master of our life? Of course, it's the one who created us.
所以从创造来讲，他是先做神，然后做主。
So from creation point of view, it's always God and then Lord.
但是touch 我们的就是，他今天在救赎里面，他先来做我们的主。
But if what touch our lives is, He first will become our Lord.
他今天在拯救的事上，他不再是因为他在那个地位。
Today in the salvation is not because He is at that position.
他愿意降卑成了一个人。
He is willing to humble himself to become man.
然后被钉在十字架上。
And to be nailed on the cross.
然后从死里复活，升到天上。
And then rise from death, ascend to heaven.
当他走了这一条路了以后，圣经说神就立他为主，为基督。
After he has walked this way, and the Bible said that God called him to be the Lord and Christ.
所以他做了拯救的主，他将来也要做审判的主。
So he becomes the Lord of redemption, and also will be the Lord in the future.
所以像多马所说的，这位主他也是我的神。
So as Thomas said, this Lord is my God also.
所以我想这是这里所说到的主和神。
And that's what is talking about the Lord and God.
这是敬拜的对象。
And this is the one we worship.
那我们要如何的来敬拜呢？或者说什么是敬拜呢？
So how do we worship, or maybe what is worship?
我想我很简单的提一下。
I think I'll just briefly mention this.
在路加福音第四章，魔鬼对耶稣所说的话。
In Luke chapter 4, when what Satan had mentioned to Jesus.
他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你。
He said, I will give you all these authority and splendor.
因为这原是给我的。
Because it has been given to me.
我愿意就可以给谁。
I can give it to anyone.
这里有三个给字。
And there's three gifts here.
所以我听你有句话说， Worship is about giving.
So, 敬拜就是给。
但是这里的给方向错了。
But this gift is a wrong direction here.
很多时候我们想要敬拜，但是我们的这个心中总是需要到神面前来得些什么。
Many times we come to worship, we want to receive something from our God.
聚会也是，我们聚会我们总是想说，我们来就是来听到。
And even in meeting, we come and we want to listen to the message.
或者我们觉得我们不来了，这个神也许就会惩罚我们，那我们就失去神的恩典，我们就得不着。
Or maybe if we don't come, then God will punish us and we will lose some blessing.
但是真正的敬拜是受造的人、被拯救的人向着我们的主、我们的神有一个反应。
But true worship is those who are saved by God and have a response to our God.
就是我们看见神是当得的。
We see that God is worthy of it.
在中文的翻译里面有一个字，我想比给更好。
I think that's a much better word in the Chinese translation than give.
我们可以翻译一下路加福音。
We can turn to Luke.
十七章。
Chapter 17.
这里就是说有十个大麻风的得了洁净。
And he has mentioned about the 10 lepers, they are being cleansed.
耶稣行神迹医治了他们。
Jesus performed the miracle to heal them.
但是十五节说，内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神。
In verse 15, how it said, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice.
又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。
He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him.
这人是个撒玛利亚人。
And he was a Samaritan.
耶稣说，洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？
Jesus asked, were not all ten cleansed? Where are the other nine?
除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?
就对那人说，起来走吧，你的信救了你。
Then he said to him, Rise and go, your faith has made you well.
大家有没有注意到这里 有一个动词出现了两次？
Do you recognize the verb, there are verbs that happen twice?
中文叫做归。
And it's to
return.
Return.
所以给跟归不一样。
So giving and returning is not the same.
如果我把一盒糖给波阿斯，这个叫做给。
If I give a box of candies to Boaz, that's giving.
因为这个原来不是他的。
Because it did not belong to him originally.
但是如果他把这一盒糖接过来，他再拿一粒给我。
But if you take the candy and then take one and give it to me.
这个你说给也对。
If you give, that's maybe right.
但是更恰当的说，这个叫做归。
But more appropriately is a return.
本来是神的，我们再把它放在神的面前。
It belonged to God originally, and we give it back to God.
是我们说这些敬拜、这些感谢，但是当然是这样子嘛。我们得了恩典，我们怎么会不感谢神呢
？He says, when we worship, yes, of course. When we get the grace, we ought to thank God.
所以有一个最快的祷告，就是主啊，我们为着一切感谢你。
The quickest prayer, God, we thank you for everything.
我们也把一切交给你。
We give you everything.
所以基督徒祷告的时候可以很快。
So that can be very quick prayer.
主耶稣，我们求你拯救全人类的人。
And Lord, just save all people in the world.
那有时候需要这样的祷告，但是有时候我们的祷告需要细一点。
And that's okay, but sometimes we need to be more details in our prayer.
虽然我们觉得神是当然当得这些敬拜，当得这些感谢，我们就觉得那就不必了嘛。
Well, yes, we recognize that God is worthy for this praise and thanks, and that's not necessary anymore.
那圣经告诉我们要归荣耀给神。
And the Bible tells to return this praise to God.
是神的荣耀，我们得了他的恩典，我们要来感谢他。
Yes, this is the glory of God. We receive His grace. We need to thank Him.
但是这里有一幅图画告诉我们，十个人得了神的恩典。
But this picture tells us that there are 10 people who received the grace.
这还不是小的恩典，大麻风得洁净，这是从来没有过的。
It's not a small grace, and the leprosy being healed doesn't happen.
但是九个人，他们就是得了医治，得了恩典。
The nine of them, they were healed.And they receive the grace.
That's it.
就这样子了。
但是其中只有一个人，他回来，他想起了医治他的耶稣。
But then this one who returned, he remembered the our Lord Jesus.
他也知道他得医治是因为神拯救了他。
And he knows that he was healed because God saved him.
所以他就回来，圣经说大声归荣耀于神。
So he came back, the Bible said he praised God in a loud voice.
而且他伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。
And he threw himself at Jesus' feet to thank him.
这个伏伏就是拜的意思。
And this throwing himself is like worship.
所以什么是敬拜?
So what is worship?
弟兄姊妹，我们都得神的恩典，得神的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, we all have received grace and blessings.
多少时候我们需要的时候，我们向他哭求。
And many times when we need, we cry out to him.
神把我们带了过来。
And God had brought us through.
神叫我们得了洁净。
And we were cleansed.
我们的目的达到了。
We have reached our purpose.
我们就走了。
And then we walk away.
我们还是走我们原来的路。
Walk the same way that we have walked before.
但愿我们能够像这一个撒玛利亚人。
May we be like this Samaritan.
得恩典的时候，我们想起有一位是当得的。
And when we receive the grace, then that's one who's worthy.
所以我们常常说归荣耀给神。
So many times we say, return the glory to God.
虽然时间到了，我们读一下历代至上十六章。
Even though the time is up, let's read First Chronicles chapter 16.
我想这是很重要的一段圣经，历代至上十六章。
First Chronicles chapter 16 is a very important passage.
这是大卫当他把约柜带回来的时候，他向神献上的祷告。
And this is the prayer that David gave after he took the ark back.
那尤其是这整段都很宝贵哈，尤其是28节跟29节。
The whole passage is very precious, but especially verse 28 and 29.
他说：“民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，都归给耶和华。”
He said, "Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength."
要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他。
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name.
拿供物来奉到他面前。
Bring an offering and come before him.
当以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness.
神的众子啊，要将荣耀能力归给耶和华。
The old families of nations ascribe to the Lord.
要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他。
And ascribe to the Lord glory and strength and due his name.
敬拜不是我们要得，敬拜是我们要给神。
To worship is not to receive, but to give to God.
但是不是神没有的我们要给他，我们是把神所有的归还给他。
Not that we're giving to God something that He doesn't have, but returning what He should have.
我们永远是欠神的，没有错。
We always owe God, yes, that's true.
但是我们不能够扣留神所当得的荣耀。
But we cannot hold on to the glory that God should have.
那第二个这里我们看见有一个字，回到路加福音第四章，什么是敬拜？
And if we return back to Luke chapter 4, we have another word. What is worship?
第七节，他说：“你若在我面前下拜。”
In verse 7, it said, "If you will worship me."
在希伯来文跟希腊文旧约新约的这个拜这个字。
In Hebrew and Greek, this worship,
那就是你人趴在那里。
And you will just lay yourself down on the ground.
还不单是跪在那里，是趴在那里。
Not only just kneeling down, but to lay flat.
所以什么是敬拜？敬拜就是趴在那里。
So what is worship is to lay down on the ground.
这就说出我们知道被拜的是在上面的。敬拜的是在下面的。
So we know that the one who is being worshipped is on top, and then the one who is worshipped is underneath.
他是主人，我们是仆人。
He is the master, we are the slaves.
他是救主，我们是被拯救的。
He is the savior, we are being saved.
所以他有一切的权利。
So he has all authority.
所以敬拜不但是给，敬拜也是服。
And worship is not only to give, but also to submit.
那举一个例子，就是我们记得约伯。
For example, we remember Job.
在约伯记第一章里面。
In Job chapter 1.
那魔鬼就去控告约伯到神的面前，神就把他的手撤开。
And Satan was want to accuse Job, and God will leave his hands open.
那这个时候，灾难就临到了约伯。
And a lot of disaster come to Job.
一转眼之间，他的牛群跟驴， 被抢，而且仆人被杀。
And in a very short time, the herds and the cattle were taken away, and the servant killed.
然后他的羊群天上有火来烧掉，把仆人也烧死。
And then the for the sheep, the fire coming from heaven burned them, and then the also the servant.
然后他的儿女们在聚集，刮了大风，把房子吹倒，就都压死了。
And his children was gathering in the house, and the wind come around, and the roof collapsed, and they all died.
还有一个我忘记了，就是四面的这个灾难。
Forgot the other one. There are four disasters came.
这个人祸天灾，人祸天灾。
And all these natural disaster had come to them.
当他所有的一下子都被剥夺走了。
In one short time, all these things were taken away.
这个时候约伯他是怎么样的反应？
So what is the reaction of response of Job?
圣经告诉我们，他就伏在那里拜耶和华。
And the Bible tells he fell to the ground to worship God.
他说我是赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。
He said, "Naked that I came, then naked I will go."
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The Lord give and the Lord take away, and the name of God is worthy to be praised.
所以这是一个敬拜神的人。
And this is the one who worship God.
他伏在他的那个地位。
He submit himself in his position.
虽然他不知道为什么。
Even though he did not know why.
我们这个有限的头脑，许许多多的事情，是我们所不知道的。
And we don't know a lot of things because of our limited brain.
但是我们需要站在我们该站的地位。
But we need to stand on the position we need to stand on.
什么叫做敬拜呢？
What is worship?
敬拜就是承认神是对的。
Is to acknowledge that God is right.
神他站，我们应该站在这个对的位置上。
And we need to stand on the position of right.
这就是向着神的敬拜。
This is worshiping God.
所以在我们蒙恩的时候，我们要把神所当得的归给他。
So when we are saved, we need to return the grace to God.
在我们有时候要学功课，受击打的时候，我们也要来拜他，要服他。
When we have a lesson to learn, then we also need to come and worship God.
所以敬拜就是服。
And worship is to submit ourselves.
那最后我想再有一个字，就是敬拜是配。
And the last word is worship is the worthy.
那英文这个 worship 它就是从这个 worth 来的。
And in English, the word worship coming from the word worth.
Worth 就是说值。
And it's worthy of.
那什么叫做敬拜呢？敬拜就是说神值得。
And what is worship? God is worthy.
神配得。
He's worthy of.
那在新约圣经里面，马可福音有一段记载。
So in the New Testament, in the book of Mark, there's a recording there.
对不起，我拖几分钟。马可福音十四章。
I'll just use a few more minutes. In Mark chapter 14,
这里，主耶稣快要钉十字架了，他在西门家坐席。
And Jesus was going to be nailed on the cross, and he was eating in the house of Simon.
然后就有一个女人拿着玛利亚拿着一瓶至贵的真纳达香膏来。
So there's this woman, Mary, who took a jar of expensive perfume.
然后他就把这个瓶子就把它打破，然后
and she broke the jar.
就把那个膏就浇在主耶稣的头上。
And he poured the perfume on the head of our Lord Jesus.
门徒就很不高兴。
So the disciples were very upset.
门徒都是经济学家。
And they all are economists.
他们说何必这样子浪费这些香膏呢？
He said, "Why waste all these perfume?"
这香膏可以卖三十多两银子周济穷人。
And it can be sold for 1 year's wages.
甚至他们向那个女人生气。
And they even get very upset at the woman.
那这里没有说这个玛利亚怎么回答，这里说耶稣替她说。
It did not say how Mary responded, but Jesus responded.
耶稣说：“让她吧，为什么难为她呢？”
Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why are you bothering her?"
她在我身上做的是一件美事。
She has done a beautiful thing to me.
常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
So the poor you will always have with you. You can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me.
他所做的是尽他所能的，他为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我的身上。
She did that what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial.
啊，这里有两句话。
There are two sentences here.
一句话是门徒的话，何用这样枉费呢？
And one is from the disciple. Why is that so wasteful on this?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有听过这样的话？
Brother and sister, have you heard about this?
信主可以啊，你何必这么样的去虔诚呢？
And you can believe in the Lord, but why be so devoted?
不要花太多的时间在教会的上面。
Don't devote so much time at church.
哎呀，你的时间都用来读圣经，你自己的事情怎么做呢？
If you use your time to read the Bible, what are you going to do with your own things?
玛利亚的敬拜，她不怕浪费。
The worship of Mary, she's not afraid to use all the perfume.
虽然我们的主是很节省的主，
Even our Lord is very frugal.
但是主在爱我们的事上，主他没有计算。
But in loving us, he did not count those.
他没有计算他来到地上值得不值得。
He did not say that it's worthy to come to this earth.
他没有计算他被钉在十字架上为我们这些罪人值得不值得。
He did not consider if he was nailed on the cross, it's worthy for us.
他没有计算说多马，就是主耶稣钉十字架复活了，多马还会在那里怀疑，在那里不信。值得不值得？
He did not consider if it's worthy for Thomas, even though he doubted him.
那这一个看见主心的玛利亚，她也不跟主计算。
And this woman who saw the heart of Jesus, and he did not consider that as a waste.
她觉得主是值得的。
He felt that God, our Lord, is worthy.
她有的实在也不是那么多。
She did not have much.
但是实在是他所有的一切，
But it's what she had.
他就愿意倒在耶稣的身上。
She's willing to put all those on the body of Jesus.
所以，是宋尚杰常常带着大家唱的歌。
So Brother Song Sangjie had the song that he led people to sing.
我记不清了，金也空，银也空，相信耶稣不落空。
He said that the gold is empty, silver is empty.But believing in our Lord Jesus is not empty.
东也空，西也空，侍奉耶稣不落空。
That the east is empty, the west is empty, but if you serve the Lord, it's not empty.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉神不是为主做一些事情。
Brother and sister, to worship God is not to do something for God.
侍奉神，我们是承认主是配的。
But to acknowledge that our Lord is worthy.
虽然我没有多少，但是主配得我的所有。
Even though I don't have much, but the Lord is worthy of all I have.
但是感谢神，主也有一句话。
But thank God that our Lord also has one sentence.
他在我身上做的是一件美事。
She has done a beautiful thing to me.
人误会我们不要紧。
The misunderstanding of other people, it's okay.
但是主都知道。
But the Lord knows.
主说他做的是一件美事。
That she has done a beautiful thing.
许多时候我们得到主这一句话我们就够。
Many times if we only have that one sentence from the Lord, it's enough.
这也是给我们一个提醒。
It's a reminder for us.
那吃饼得饱的人有许许多多，但是真正跟随主的人不是很多。
A lot will fill with the bread, but then not a lot will follow him.
那跟随主的门徒也有一些，但是能够认识知道主要做什么，知道主要的是什么的人更少。
There are few disciples who will follow Jesus, but then there are only a very few that will know his will.
但愿我们都能够像玛利亚一样。
May we all be like Mary.
做一个为主我们愿意倒出来的人。
that we're willing to empty ourselves for the Lord's sake.
在敬拜里面，我们一定会得着满足。
Then we'll be satisfied in our worship.
香气也充满了整个的屋子。
And the perfume will fill the whole house.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you.
你为我们经历了这一切的试探。
For our sake, you have experienced all these temptations.
但是从你的口中说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
But from your mouth, you said to worship God and serve Him only.
主，但愿早晨我们都听见你的话语。
May this morning we hear your voice.
我们也向主说，主，我们要来敬拜我们的神，单要来侍奉他。
Then we can also say to our Lord, we will worship God and serve Him only.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer, and that's in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.